All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.
This is Minnesota Today for Tuesday, July 5th. I'm NPR News reporter Kirstie Marone. Here's our top story right now. Minneapolis Park police are investigating a shooting last night that injured at least 8 people. A Minneapolis Park board official says the shooting happened at about 11:30 Monday evening at Boom Island Park. 8 people are hospitalized, several in critical condition. The official said there was not a formal July 4th event or fireworks at the park, but people were gathered there to celebrate the holiday. No arrests have been made in connection with the shooting. Police have not released further information on what happened. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin will be sentenced in federal court Thursday. John Collins has more.
Chauvin pleaded guilty last year to federal charges for violating George Floyd's civil rights in May 2020. Chauvin also pleaded guilty to a 2017 incident where he kneeled on a 14-year-old boy's back for about 15 minutes. As part of the plea deal, Chauvin will receive a sentence of between 20 and 25 years. He'll serve that sentence at federal prison at the same time as he serves his 22-and-a-half-year state sentence for murder and manslaughter. Floyd was murdered on May 25, 2020, after Chauvin held him on the ground with his knee on his neck for more than 9 minutes. Floyd's killing led to civil unrest in the Twin Cities and across the country. 3 other former officers have been convicted on federal charges for violating Floyd's civil rights, but have not yet been sentenced. I'm John Collins, Minneapolis.
Authorities continue to search for a 6-year-old Northfield girl who's been missing since Saturday. Police said over the weekend that Elle Reagan was discovered missing Saturday after her mother, Lisa Wade, was found dead in their home from an apparent suicide. The search for the girl is continuing today. Here are some other stories we're watching. DFL legislators say the new law legalizing certain edibles containing THC may pose enforcement challenges. Melissa Olson reports.
DFL Representative Heather Edelson said the new law was passed in part to provide greater protections for children harmed by unregulated THC products.
By report, we knew these products were being sold throughout the state of Minnesota, and many of these products were being modeled after products that children use, such as Doritos, cereals, Sour Patch Kids, things that really looked like them.
When pressed about how the new law will be enforced, Edelson said she is aware that some of the packaging does still resemble products marketed towards children.
Yes, there's going to be some problems in terms of how do we enforce this. But I will say that this law makes a very clear step of what is legal and illegal.
Edelson said she intends to answer questions about enforcement of the new law later this week, together with members of the League of Minnesota Cities. I'm Melissa Olson.
Some aging dams in Minnesota are being replaced with alternatives that allow rivers to flow more freely and fish to move upstream. In the north-central Minnesota city of Pine River, the Norway Brook Dam, built in 1910, was recently removed and replaced with Rock Rapids. Brian Drown is the city's engineer who oversaw the project.
It was basically a fish ladder, just a step down built on boulders and rocks of the river that fish can swim up and reconnecting this portion of the Norway Lake and Norway Brook to the rest of the Pine River system.
The project received more than $2 million from the state's Outdoor Heritage Fund. Dams have also been replaced with Rock Rapids on the Willow, Mississippi, and Red Rivers. In sports, the Minnesota Twins play the White Sox in Chicago again tonight. The Twins beat the White Sox 6-3 in 10 innings last night. And former Minnesota Lynx star Maya Moore and her husband, Jonathan Irons, announced the birth of their first child, a boy, in February. Moore and Irons wed in 2020, shortly after Irons was freed with Moore's help after spending nearly 2 decades in prison. Irons was tried and convicted when he was 16 by an all-white jury for a burglary and shooting he maintains he didn't commit. Here's a look at the weather. Tonight, partly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows in the 60s, except near Lake Superior, where it will be in the upper 40s to mid-50s. Tomorrow, look for partly sunny skies with patches of dense fog near Lake Superior in the morning. There's a chance of showers and thunderstorms with highs in the mid-70s to mid-80s across most of the state. That's it for Minnesota Today. Thanks for listening. I'm Kirsty Marone. Kathy Werzer will be back in the morning with an update. Until then, stay healthy and stay safe.